everybody. Welcome back to Wheat Fields to Wonderland. This week's podcast, for those of you who are trapped on the 405 or the 210 or the 610 or what the heck, Beverly Glen, and you would just feel like you don't feel like listening to Britney Spears or Madonna or Lady Gaga or Pharrell, for some reason you're choosing me, thank you. Anyway, so here you go. I hope you dig it. Dig it? Feeling groovy? Get it? Anyway, I hope you don't mind the blunders and the stumbles, but I'll just use my blonde hair as the excuse. Okay, here we go. Spring. It finally has me feeling groovy again. After the past 2 months of continual rain and bone-chilling temperatures in the high 40s and low 50s, we in Los Angeles are once again cautiously optimistic that the warm weather is back to stay. After only a few 80-degree days, Southern California has experienced a new kind of facelift. Let's call it an attitude facelift. The cars in Beverly Hills are once again sparkly clean, and the rain-induced road rage has dwindled. People will even slow down to let you merge into a left lane. Dogs are happily trotting along the sidewalks instead of dodging puddles. Restaurants are packed again, and the leave your umbrellas at the door signs have been cheerfully tucked away. And people are smiling. I mean, strangers are actually smiling at you. After all, it's been a tough few months. What with the rain, the cold weather, and the flu bugs. Los Angelinos are truly appreciating the beautiful weather we so often take for granted. Los Angeles is feeling groovy. It's like the magic of Christmas has swept over the city and people are noticeably happier, more patient, nicer, and kind. It's weird for LA, but I like it. So I kind of thought about that. I thought, how do we keep the feeling groovy vibe from dissipating once the terror of the past few months has been swept from our minds? So here are some ways I remind myself to keep feeling groovy, even when the chips seem like they're down, or when I feel like I've been dealt a bad hand, or when I wallow in the negative and forget to see the positive around me. Here are some ways I put life into perspective and remind myself of how lucky I am. So here's five little ways that I do and you can also use to keep on feeling groovy. Hopefully they'll keep you vibing a good vibe. Okay, one, take a walk on the wild side. Yeah, you heard me. Put on your flip-flops and carry your high heels in your bag and walk to your nightly destination. Walking makes me happy and gives me a calming yet endorphin-buzzing feeling, and also helps to burn off a few calories before I consume alcohol and canapes. So walk. Pretend you live in New York and walk a few blocks, and soon you will be feeling groovy. Two, dance, dance, dance. You don't need a partner. Dancing with myself, as the great Billy Idol sang, is fun and freeing. Make a Vine or a video and post it to Facebook and Instagram. Share your joy. And when you share your joy, you start to believe in your own infectious feeling groovy vibe. Trust me. Check out my happy dances on my social media sites. Three, take a perspective pill. Now, this pill doesn't require swallowing potentially harmful substances. It just strains your eyes. All you have to do is watch from the news, and I'm sure you'll be feeling groovy in no time. Because when you see what's going on in the world, if you can get past the obnoxious, constant coverage of the Donald Trump's presidency, then the occasional 60-degree day and traffic from hell will make you remember how lucky you are to be living in La La Land. Four, remember that life sometimes is as simple and fun as a game show. And when you are down, just phone a friend. Get on the phone and actually speak to someone you like or love, because human contact keeps us grounded in life. You know, in our generation right now, we are all lost in textation. And having a friend give you an encouragement hug through the airwaves really will keep you feeling groovy. A text will never do that, by the way. And five, and lastly, make the words you speak happy ones. Life really is fabulosa. Stop and talk to a neighbor's puppy and rub its belly. Connect with life in all its forms. Save a bug. Even a spider deserves a chance to spin another web. Enjoy a nice chilled glass of Chardonnay or a yummy Cabernet and celebrate the better things in life. And always remember, happiness comes from within. So make your own feeling groovy happiness count, and it'll create positive vibes in the universe. So on that note, as Austin Power said, groovy, baby. And as D Light saying, groove is in the heart. Oh, yeah. So, hey, let's all keep on feeling groovy. Just be positive, people. Think of the good. Look to the good and be happy. Happiness resonates in the universe. And on that happy note, I'm going to go have myself a glass of Chardonnay. Have a good night. Ciao for now.